One of the goals of the Trump administration has been to upgrade and modernize the Veterans Administration. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton interviews the man in charge of modernizing the appeals process within the VA, reducing wait times from years to days. That interview is now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. There are 1.6 million United States military veterans in California, so chances are you may know someone that the Veterans Affairs Department touches. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or the VA, is making a significant shift in how it treats veterans who have medical appeals. The modernization effort comes after new guidelines passed Congress in 2017, with implementation of new policies beginning now into early 2019. Of those 1.6 million California veterans I mentioned, 26,000 or so have medical appeals pending, appeals that did have wait times of between 3 and 7 years, but that's changing soon.
About half of VA employees are veterans. I'm a veteran myself, and we are very dedicated to the work that we do. I see a lot of great work going on in VA. Employees are dedicated to our mission. I think we have one of the best missions in the federal government, taking care of veterans.
This week on Techonomics, we have the man in charge of those appeals at the VA to talk about alleviating a bottleneck and dragging the VA into the 21st century.
Dave McClenican. I'm the director of the Appeals Management Office in the Veterans Benefits Administration.
Dave, thanks a lot for your time this morning. I think we should just basically start at the beginning because you are in charge of the appeals management and there's been a change. So why don't you let us know what that is?
Happy to. And this is important information. There's about 1.6 million veterans living in the state of California. About 26,000 of them currently have an appeal pending from a benefit claim. So very important information. The Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act, which the president signed into law, about 1 year ago. We just passed the one-year anniversary. It's really the most significant change to the VA appeal process in decades. And what it provides veterans is an improved process where they have choice in how VA reviews their benefit claim decisions. Just to give you some background, the current process is broken. Veterans are waiting on average about 3 to 7 years for a resolution under the current process.
Wow.
And we collaborated with our stakeholders to provide veterans a process that is simple, timely, transparent, and fair. And it really does honor their service in the way that they deserve, which is providing them good customer service in the review of the decisions they receive.
Mm-hmm.
That actually goes into effect for veterans that receive new decisions on benefit claims in February. So we're really looking forward to implementing that law for veterans.
I bet. It's a Rapid Appeals Modernization Program. We're going to call it RAMP from here on forward. How does this help with the backlog that you mentioned at the top of that answer?
RAMP is important because it provides veterans with pending appeals now an opportunity to opt into this new system. So as I said, in California, 26,000 veterans have these appeals pending, and more will be filed before the new law goes into effect. They need a way to opt into the new system and use all the benefits of it, to include those review options, quicker decisions, better decision notices. The law actually protects their effective date for benefit payments as long as they continue to use the new system. So there's a lot of advantages for them. RAMP allows them to use one of those two new lanes that's provided and opt into the new system, either through a supplemental claim or through a request for a higher level review. And once they get that decision, they're in the new process. So it's very important for veterans to have appeals pending now.
And how are you greasing the wheels when it comes to this? I mean, if you said that 3 to 7 years before, you know, this rolled out and your modernization approach, I guess I'm asking about the barrier to entry. What did you change?
For the RAMP program, we send each individual veteran who's eligible a letter inviting them to participate in the RAMP program. Currently, there are about 50,000 veterans that are participating in the program. There are a lot of veterans that remain eligible. We have about a 15% opt-in rate right now, and that's why talking to you today is so important to California veterans, because it really is important to them to opt into this new system. It provides all of the benefits that veterans are going to get in the future when they receive a new decision. We've also been doing a lot of outreach, visiting our regional offices locally and talking to veteran service organization representatives, congressional staff, and other stakeholders to try to get the word out. And there's a lot of information that's available online as well or through social media.
I'll make sure we have links up in the show notes for this week. We're speaking with David McClenican. He's the director of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Appeals Management Office. Dave, I might be making an assumption here that is not correct, and I'm thinking that this is a lot of data available online. I understand that, but can I participate online? Can I get registered online? Am I going to get my follow-ups on my emails, or are you pushing to phones? What other points of modernization have you tried to implement?
Right. So we are, as far as the outreach efforts, we are using email addresses if we have them, sending out reminders and trying to use many of the opportunities we have to get the message out. However, online submission of these RAMP applications is not available. You can find the opt-in form online and mail it in to us or fax it to us, and it will hit our intake processing center in Washington, D.C. So when veterans go on to online to benefits.va.gov, they'll be able to find that RAMP election form. All they have to do is fill it out. It's just a matter of checking a box and sending it in to us. We will process it and begin deciding their claim. Right now, it's taken us about 100 days on average to get to those decisions, so it's a vast improvement over the current process.
Absolutely, a vast improvement. I have to imagine, just for anybody, a veteran, any patient going in to see some expert, a doctor, a medical expert, is probably not their best day. And then to not get the prognosis or diagnosis they were hoping to get or that they think that they are entitled to, the appeals would probably also be kind of a very stressful time as well. Is that why you're trying to help push this out so quickly?
Yes. The current process is very frustrating for veterans. We admit that the process is broken. It has been built over decades in the law that we have for appeals. And really, we got a consensus from our stakeholders, members of Congress, congressional staff, attorney advocacy groups, and veteran service organizations that the current process is simply broken. It's not serving veterans well. And that's why this is such a historic piece of legislation. It really does do a lot of good work for veterans as far as improving the service they receive when they disagree with our decisions that we make.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has been in the news quite a bit last couple of years, not for the best of reasons, obviously. This is an attempt, of course, to right the ship. How is it overall at the VA right now? How is the morale going right now? You're a leader in that organization. What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, I think you know that about half of VA employees are veterans. I'm a veteran myself, and we are very dedicated to the work that we do. I see a lot of great work going on in VA. Employees are dedicated to our mission. I think we have one of the best missions in the federal government, taking care of veterans. And our employees are committed to that. Across the department, though, I will say that our leadership has been focused on modernization of the department for quite some time. And our new secretary is committed to it as well. So I think you're going to see a lot of good developments in the future under Secretary Wilkie.
Well, if we do, I hope that you will point them my way so we can get them on the air, okay?
I'd be happy to.
Dave, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Great work, and we will get you links as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you for the invitation.
That was David McClenican. He's the director of the VA's Appeals Management Office. If a veteran has a medical issue under review, it crosses his desk. The Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act of 2017 created a new system in which veterans can choose a review, a supplemental claim, or an appeal to the Board of Veterans Appeals. The Rapid Appeals Modernization Program, also called RAMP, that we just discussed, is a program for the aforementioned act that is currently available and fast-tracks appeals. For links to RAMP and other VA resources, search Veterans Affairs online. Or you can check out the show notes for this week. The article lives at KGORadio.com. And that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you liked the stories as much as we did putting them together. Again, all our sourcing is in the show notes article every week at KGORadio.com. We are also on the social nets. Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio is where we post articles and the music we use each week, when I remember to do that. Our entire podcast library is online as well. Just search Techonomics wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm on Twitter at KGOJason. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you liked the stories as much as we did putting them together. And speaking of we, this is the last broadcast/podcast of Techonomics for our one and only producer, Liana Wilcox. For just more than 2 years, Liana has kept the trains running on time, the times fitting the format, and the levity and brevity when needed. Liana is a GSD kind of person, and I wish her the best in her next exciting chapter. For producer Liana Wilcox, I am the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody. And Liana, continue your great career.